Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on December 31 regarding N-A-N-N, Razzler, R-A-Z-L-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Razzler relative to the current subject event involving her right knee. She is now a 64-year-old woman who reports she injured the right knee at work when she tripped on four bolts and that were sticking up on the floor. She did go to urgent care afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of bulging and herniated disc in her back and, quote, very bad knees, end quote. She did accept injections to both the back and the knees, but did not undergo any outright surgery. She also relates on 4/10/17 she injured her left knee when she tripped over a low-bearing platform and fell on a cement floor, face down. She has completed a course of active care with Dr. Conliff sometime in 2021. Any paragraphs amongst the additional medical documentation supplied. Ms. Razzler. Was seen on 11/1/19 by Dr. Joseph Daniel. She admitted to a 2-year complaint of left ankle discomfort after a fall at work in 2017. She had physical therapy already. She suffered from gout, thyroid disorder, as well as left and right knee problems and sciatica. Dr. Daniel performed an exam and x-rays of the left foot. Diagnosed primary localized osteoarthritis of the left ankle, left foot pain, left ankle pain, osteoarthritis of the left ankle, subtalar joint, and tarsometatarsal articulations. There was an asymptomatic non-union of the left navicular bone. He opined there was no role for orthopedic operative intervention for this condition at this point in time, as she is minimally symptomatic. She did not convey having any symptoms in the right foot during this evaluation. In paragraph, she was seen by Dr. Conliff, also at Rothmer, 120/20 for low back pain. She had previously been seen in the office with lumbar stenosis and radiculopathy. She had attended therapy since her last visit a few months ago. She now has lower back pain radiating down the posterior aspect of the right leg past the knee. She stood 5 feet 3 inches tall and weighed 320 pounds with a BMI of 56.68. There was no instability in either hip or knee upon exam. She had pain with end range extension of her trunk. She ambulates with a single point cane. He recommended an epidural steroid injection. On 7/17/20, Dr. Conliff performed a right S1 selective nerve root block. The petitioner followed up on 6/2/20 with Dr. Okon, O-K-O-N, for bilateral knee pain. She was interested in corticosteroid injections as she had them in the past and they were successful. She did perform a corticosteroid injection to the left knee. She saw Dr. Conliff again on 7/9/20 for her low back pain. After the injection, she was nearly pain-free for 3 months. In the last month or so, she had worsening low back pain on the right, radiating just past the knee. He He again recommended a right S1 selective nerve root block. Period. She did undergo a lumbar epidural steroid injection on 7/17/20 with good relief, feeling 75% improved. Period. And put this in bold. I previously referenced the facet injection occurring on 7/17/20, but that was not the case. She did undergo a repeat lumbar MRI on 11/12/19 to be inserted here. Period. She also was seen by dermatologist Dr. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, who was concerned about an allergic reaction to her left arm. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Many muscle testing was 5- for resisted left plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was non-localizing tenderness, palpation about the right knee. Period. There was tenderness about the left knee lateral joint line. Period. Examination of the lower extremities was done in a seated posture due to her morbidly obese body habitus. Period. It also prevented provocative maneuvers from being tested. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intelligent halting gait on the left using a cane in her right hand. Period. She changed positions slowly and with difficulty and was unable to squat and rise. Period. She was tentative palpation about the right sciatic notch and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. And then normal through, delete the supine SLRs, but leave in the sitting straight leg raise maneuvers. She did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions on 1/2/18 and Rasler injured her right knee at work, as marked in my prior report. Since evaluated here, she had treatment for her low back with Dr. Conliff by way of injections. Period. She had a new lumbar MRI on 11/12/19. Period. She also accepted treatment to her knees, but it appears that this was more on the left than the right. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked in my prior report. Period. And that is the end.